Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lover Forbidden, Book 23 of the Black Dagger Brotherhood series by J.R. Ward. Read by Jim Frangione.
Dedicated to the both of you. What a magical love story. Prologue. 31 years, 11 months, and 29 days ago. Explain to me how it's your birthday and you're doing all the cooking. As the Black Dagger brother Quinn, mated of Blaylock, son of Rock, tossed that rhetorical across his in-law's kitchen table, he reached to his blind side for his daughter. When a heavy, squirming bundle landed in his hands, he knew he'd gotten his mini-me, dark-haired son, instead. Either was good with him, but man, you could tell the difference without looking. Like expecting a can of soda and getting a bowling ball. I tried to help my Shellen. Next to him, his father-in-law, Rock, glanced over with his characteristic genial smile. But she has her standards. The older male shifted around toward the center island, his attention lingering on the female who was taking a pan of homemade lasagna out of the wall oven. Gone was the retired accountant's earnest seriousness. In its place, that even-featured face melted into something worthy of a fairy tale. Sure, Rock, with his pocket protector, mild manner, and earnest affect, wasn't the Don Juan type, certainly not at this well-past middle-aged era in his life, and maybe not ever. But as his mate noticed him looking, the answering blush on her cheeks said she still liked his eyes on her. I do have standards, it's true, the elder Lyric said as she put the pan on the counter and smoothed her apron. That's why I mated you. Rock's button-down shirt stretched over his chest as he took a nice big inhale with masculine pride. You did me such a favor when you agreed to be mine. Hardly. She started running a knife through the pan at right angles. I was the lucky one. Shaking his head, Rock smiled again. No, I was the lucky one. Still am. The exchange was a reminder that HEA in real life didn't require a perpetual setting sun, and the couple from that ancient Cialis ad holding hands in their non sequitur outdoor bathtubs. What you actually needed were two people who still gave a shit about what the other guy had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?